Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, where mothers and daughters come to have an honest conversation. And today our topic is mother and daughter jealousy. Do you have something that you would like to perhaps say to your mother or daughter? This Blog Talk Radio program is an excellent place for you to come and share your thoughts. You do not have to share your name if you don't want to. This is a way for you to let some things out and be able to deal with it, you know, as long as you hold whatever animosities that you have inside of you, it just builds and it creates other ideas that may not be real. Or you're looking at things that you think are connected to your thoughts and they're not. So today we're talking about mother and daughter jealousy. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm your host. And today I have joining with me, as in every Saturday, of course, my mothers and daughters out there in the listening audience, and I have a wonderful group of entrepreneur women, the Ambassadors, that is an advisory board to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. So pick up your phone, call your mother and daughter friends, and ask them to join us today on Blog Talk Radio. They can go to the website and to www.blogtalkradio.com. And they can click on air, the button that says on air, and that will bring them into the program, and they'll be able to listen and join in. Or the simple way to me is that they can dial in. You can just simply from your cell phone, you can dial 347-539-5078 just to listen to the conversation. But if you decide you want to participate in the conversation, you can click on 1 on your phone to participate. So, you know, do whatever makes you feel comfortable. If you want to listen, listen, because you're going to receive information and hopefully something that will help you improve your mother and daughter relationship. And some of the topics that we are talking about on a weekly basis may not be anything that deal directly with you at that moment, but just keep listening. We'll get to a topic, or you can send me information if you want to at drbessie@mdbn.org. If you have a topic that you're interested in, a subject of some kind, email me. We'll put it on our list, and we'll use that as one of our topics. So I say sit back, relax, get a cup of coffee, and join us for an exciting mother and daughter relationship experience. Now, you don't want to miss this show. This is a topic that has been heavily involved in counseling and workshops that I've done over the years. A lot of times, mothers and daughters don't realize that the word jealousy plays a major part in their relationship. So today, maybe you'll discover something, and you may not tell anyone. You may just decide, I'll just keep this information to myself, but you'll know if it hits your spirit. If it hits your spirit on the inside in some way and you feel something, then you need to maybe sit back, examine what you really felt at that moment, and see, take it back to see if jealousy is playing a part in your mother and daughter relationship. And to all my mother and daughter out in the audience, I thank you for joining me. Like I said, our conversation today is mother and daughter jealousy. But before we get started on the conversation, I want to tell you a little bit about the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. The Mother and Daughter Bonding Network is a nonprofit organization located in Hollywood, Florida. It has been in existence since 1999. The center has been in existence since 2006. What we do at the center is that we have mother and daughter workshops, mother and daughter social events, and training and development. But we have some exciting events coming up for a fundraiser. You know, as a nonprofit, we have to look at ways that we can raise money for the center in order to help mothers and daughters. A lot of mothers and daughters that I work with can't afford to actually pay, so we give free services as much as we can with the dollars that we have. So anything that you do that is involving the Mother and Daughter Bonding Center are 100% given back to programs so that we can help other mothers and daughters. On March the 11th through the 14th, 2010, in Hollywood, Florida, we are going to have the Mother and Daughter Conference and Retreat. Now, this is going to be great. It is a three-day conference. Starting on Thursday, you'll be able to come into sunny Florida and check in and have the evening free to run around and play on the beach, you know, whatever you want to do. Friday morning, we will start the conference. You'll have an opportunity to meet and greet, and you'll go from there into the opening, and then you'll be extended to workshops, beautiful lunches, and you'll also, on Friday night, be able to attend what we call the Diva Red Carpet Hall of Fame. Then on Saturday morning, we come back together. We have an open forum, nothing but topics and discussions from professionals that will be there to talk to you and answer your questions, and mothers and daughters just communing together in an open conversation before lunch. And then you'll be able to play the rest of the afternoon or get ready for the Mother and Daughter Ball. The ball is going to have is themed from Cinderella Ball. So you want to look like a Cinderella at the ball. It's going to be great. Get your dresses, get your attitude, and come out, bring your daughters, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And attached to that evening, you will be able to enjoy the Granny Awards. The Granny Awards are awards that are given to 12 senior citizens. They are grandmothers that are in and out of our communities that have worked hard, that have maybe been the pillar of their communities, have gone in and raised their grandchildren, and have just worked hard to set an example for the family and for the generations to come. We want to honor those grannies. If you have a grandmother, we still have a couple of openings for some grandmothers. If you have a grandmother that you want to nominate, it may not be your grandmother. It may be somebody else's grandmother. But you know how hard and what an example she has set for the community, then you might want to nominate her for one of these awards. And all you have to do is write me at drbessie@mdbn.org, 250 words about this granny and why you think she should be nominated for this award. And then the evening will just end in a beautiful way. And on Sunday morning, we come back with a roundup and deal with what happens after this. You know, where do we go from here? And then we end the conference with a prayer covenant where mothers and daughters, mothers are praying over their daughters as we leave the conference and prepare to meet and greet throughout the year and meet and greet next year around the same time. Of course, the other thing with the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network that I want you to know is that the Mother and Daughter Bonding Magazine. The magazine will be up and out and presented at the conference. This year we have Sammy Sosa's wife. Sammy Sosa is a famous baseball player, and his wife is excellent in her right. She runs the foundation, and her two daughters, they are going to be on the cover. It is themed with a jazz festival. There's the Miami Garden Jazz Festival on March the 21st, and we will be connected to that. So we are running a story on the mayor, and hopefully you will get involved if you have mother and daughter stories. We may not be able to take them on this particular issue, but we'll have it for the next issue. But what we are looking for, things your mother used to say. If you could send us those, we are still in need for some comments on that. I think those are really, really cute. I started that from the things that my mother used to say to me, and it has just grown into a little network within itself. So again, we have the magazine, and then we also have mother and daughter bonding products. So if you would go to our website at www.mdbn.org and visit the website, we have merchandise on there. We have a store. Any purchases that you make are donations to the nonprofit. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I thank you, and I look forward to seeing if you are visiting the site. And, of course, like I say, give me a call at 347-539-5078. Today, our conversation, mother and daughter jealousy. The lines are open. You may call in now. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep going. Mother and daughter jealousy. Jealousy is an emotion. It is a negative energy. And an energy that simply plagues mother and daughters. And, you know, anyone outside of this, so happened that we are talking about mothers and daughters, but jealousy is a negative energy. Jealousy, most of us feel it at some time or another. Some people experience it more strongly than others, and some even let jealousy consume them. Sometimes the feeling is justified, and at other times it isn't. It's an ugly emotion, both for the one feeling it and the one is at the other end of it. So how do you know how much is too much when it is appropriate to feel jealousy at all? Now, when I was thinking about jealousy, I said, jealousy. Even though I know it's an ugly emotion and it doesn't help you spiritually at all, but I thought about what is it that jealousy is closely related to, because most times when I'm talking to mothers and daughters, you know, when I say the word jealousy, there seem to be some offense because a mother and daughter don't want to. The daughter sometimes can relate to it quicker than the mother because the mother don't want to relate that she's jealous of her daughter. That is something she doesn't want to own up to, and I can understand that. But then when you take the word jealousy and then you relate it and connect it to other things, I came up with resentment. Now just think about that word, resentment. Have you ever resented someone for something? Suspicion. Just to be suspicious of someone. You know, just think back. Now keep in mind, this is an honest conversation that we're going to have, and you definitely got to have an honest conversation with yourself. Suspicion. Distrust. Have you ever distrust your mother or daughter in some way? And envy. To be envious of someone. Those four words, to me, were the strongest that related to jealousy. Now, they make up, I say that they're the first cousin to jealousy. So is your jealousy, resentment, suspicion, distrust, and envy tearing your mother and daughter relationship apart? I want you to think about that for a moment. Just think about it and see. I see you on the line 404, and I see you on the line 336. Just hold on, and I'm going to get to you. Give me just a few minutes to go through this, and then I'll bring you on. Or if you know a mother and daughter that is experiencing jealousy in their relationship, give them a call right now as I'm speaking so that they can get online. We have a few more lines that's available. And have them join us. Have them call 347-539-5078 to listen in and click 1 on their phone if they want to join in the conversation. I say that over and over because I want you to know it's just that easy to be a part and to share your thoughts. I'm going to ask you mothers and daughters in my listening audience to think for a moment. Do you or have you ever felt jealousy toward your mother or daughter, and why? And have you or you doing something about it? It is also important to find out where the jealousy in you and where it's coming from. And then you got to figure out how to deal with it. Those are things that we want to discuss today. Jealousy, resentment, suspicion, distrust, and envy has played a part in many of my mother and daughter therapeutic sessions and the workshops. And I'm going to give you an example. A mother dressing like a teenager. The daughter's boyfriend makes a comment about how good the mother looks, and the daughter gets jealous. So everything that happens in the presence of those three individuals, the daughter is going to keep an eye of suspicion because the young man has made an indication that your mother looks good. So the daughter then, in turn, try to have a conversation with her mother and says, I don't like the way you dress. You need to dress more like a mother. You dress like a young lady, and because she feels that she's in competition with her mother. And hopefully someone out there can relate to that and have heard that statement before from either your daughter or someone else. Another example, a daughter is enjoying a very successful career, and the mother is jealous because she made decisions that took her off her course of pursuing her dreams. And now she holds resentment toward her daughter. It may be a subtle thing. She may not be consciously aware of it. But if you stop and think, it's hard to fool yourself. You know basically how you feel. You know what you're working with. You may not tell anybody else. But basically, those are elements of jealousy. Keep in mind, the Mother and Daughter Blog Talk Radio is strictly about having an honest conversation. So if you're not going to be honest, you won't be able to help another mother and daughter heal in their relationship. Okay? I thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm going to open up the lines for you to join the conversation. And let's see who we have this morning on Blog Talk Radio. Let's go with, oh, I think I'll go here. 336, you on the air.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. So what do you think about the program up to this point?
Oh, it's an excellent program, as always. I'm enjoying it, and I'm certainly glad to be a part. Excuse me. I just wanted to say that I think this is an important topic because these words, jealousy, to be envious or to be resentful, those words all describe feelings that are so unhealthy for a mother and daughter relationship. And we have to know that those are feelings that we do not have to have. You know, those are things that we really can control if we work at controlling those feelings, because those are the type of feelings that it's really slick if you're not careful, because they seep in and they make a mother and daughter feel like they're not on the same team. But you got to understand, that's why it's so unhealthy to have those feelings. You got to understand that mothers and daughters really are and should always be on the same team. But those type of feelings can turn you, a mother from her daughter and a daughter from her mother, and really make an unhealthy relationship. But they are also, you got to know that there are also feelings that we can control, that we can, there are feelings that we can, with help, and if we really work at it, identify the reason why we're feeling those feelings and figure out that we don't have to feel that way towards our mother and our daughter. From a daughter's standpoint, I know that sometimes you can have a mother who is successful and who is doing things, and everybody always tries to measure you up to your mother, but you got to understand that You know, you're an individual person, and you should not have any feelings that are envious or resentful, because you're not expected to live up to anybody's standard.
That's
right. So, you know, those are things that you have to come to terms with yourself on, and understand that you have to take control of those feelings. Those are not feelings that they're designed to cause confusion and hurt in a relationship, and you have to take control over that.
Wow, that's great. You're right, because we have the will to make a choice.
That's right.
We have the will, and it is your choice. You know, resentment and jealousy, and the thing that I can't get with in this whole scenario is that how can you resent your mother, or how can you resent your daughter when this is someone that God has placed in your care, has given you the privilege to bear a child and to raise that child and to give influence. As sometimes I say, I can't understand why a daughter can't go to her mother about anything, because her mother, I mean, who else are you going to go to except God? So I agree with you. We do have control, and we can stop it if it's happening in your relationship. You have a choice. You can decide right now that I am going to have an honest conversation with my daughter. I'm going to tell her the truth and feel the release and the freedom that you get. And then you bond. And once mm-hmm. you bond, then you start your relationship all over again. You know.
And then I just wanted, can I add one more thing to that, Dr. Beth? Well, I may have got other callers. Then, too, we also need to know, it helps to know this, and a lot of times mothers and daughters don't realize this, but your mother is successful, is who she is, because she has parented you. Your daughter is successful, she's who she is, because she had you as a mother. So when we start realizing that we are equally important in each other's lives, that we help and aid in the development of each other, then you begin to realize that, you know, there's no need for you to be envious, jealous, or resentful, because of you, the mother or the daughter, you have aided in the development of the other. So it's important that you know that.
Wow, that is perfect. Well, I thank you. What I want you to do is to hold on, and I'm going to take the next caller, because 404, I'm coming to you. Hold on, please, 336. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
No, I'm talking to 404.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Hi, Dr. Betsy. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. And who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Dorothy this morning.
How are you doing, Dorothy?
Oh,
thank
wonderful.
You for calling in.
It's wonderful. The last caller, she just really said it all. I agree with her totally. I think jealousy is a spirit. It's just dirty laundry that needs to be cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
I think when a mother and daughter has good communication between the two of them, prayer, counseling, mm-hmm. I think they can iron anything out. I haven't experienced, you know, talking to anyone or jealousy with mother-daughter relationship. However, I don't know if this is another subject, but I have experienced a lot of jealousy when the mother is closer to the other siblings,
mm-hmm.
and that caused a lot of conflict. And I was mm-hmm. wondering, how could a mother deal with that when she's, you know, trying to give her all in all with all of her children, and then there's the sibling who's jealous of the relationship that the mother has with her siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I've come across that many a time in my life where that has been a big problem in the household.
Okay. Well, I've dealt with it so much in counseling sessions, and what I would say to a mother, when we go through the session, let's go back to find out what happened. Because when you had that child, she was a clean slate, or he.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere along the line, the child, something happened, and that child made an interpretation. And from that interpretation, it meant you did not love her as much as you loved the other sibling. And it happened from one little incident. Maybe you said something, and I'll give you an example. There was a young lady that came into a mother and daughter workshop. And we have mother and daughter workshops on the third Saturday of each month. The young lady came in and she brought her daughters, both of them basically a couple years apart, teenagers. And she was saying to me, she said, you know, I don't know what's wrong with her. This was the oldest daughter. She said she acts as if she doesn't care. She doesn't clean her room. She just sits back and slouches all the time. When we get in the van to go somewhere, she gets in the very back of the van, and she just sits there. And I said, well, why don't you come up front sometime? She said, no, I think you want, and she named the sister, I want her to stay up front with you. And so the mother was like, well, no, you can come. She said, no. So in that session, it came out that the reason the daughter would go in the back of the van because she felt her mother loved her sister better because she overheard a conversation. Her mother, they were both in dance, and her mother was talking to a friend over the phone and made a statement, the only reason I go to, you know, take them to dance is because of, and she named the young lady that she thought was the better dancer, not knowing that the other sister heard the conversation. And from that, she just assumed, oh, so she doesn't care about me. She cares only about her. She's the best dancer. So, you know, and from then on, and when it came out that day, I mean, the mother broke down and started crying because she said, you mean to tell me all of these years you've been acting out because of that? And she said, yes. So it's always something very simple. So my suggestion to you is to set both of your children down and ask them, what is it that you feel that I need to do? And have an honest conversation and go back in time. At what point did you change your feelings toward me? What did you think that I've done that you feel that I love one better than I love the other? And if you do it in the right way, with the right sincerity in your heart, then that child will say to you, it was when I was small and you did this. Now, once you get this information, then you're going to have to be very careful with how you handle it. You're going to have to look at it. Sometimes you might have to hold on to it for a moment and pray on it, but you know what you tell them? You know, we're going to address this. And then immediately give some kind of response. I'm sorry, that was not my intent, but we're going to deal with it. And what we want to do is to clear this up so that we can move forward. And if I'm doing something, and this is something that I dealt with, and I'm going to try to make this short, this is something I dealt with my grandson. I'm an only child. I had one child, which is a daughter. But when I came to, confronted with two grandchildren, when we had the first grandson, I was fine because I'm used to the ones. And then all of a sudden, then we had the second grandson, and then I felt myself pressured trying to make sure that neither one of them felt that I love one better than I love the other. So, I mean, I'm stressed out. I'm keeping them doing the sum, and I'm always, if I say I love one, I turn around, I tell the other one I love. It is a job to balance that energy. So I had a conversation with them and said, look, this is what I do. I have one child. I'm an only child. I'm not used to sharing, you know, the experience. I don't know how mothers do it with 4 and 5 children. I take my hats off to them. It is a job. But if they call me Nene, I say, if Nene does something to one and you feel that you need that, let me know. Mm-hmm. And this was years and years ago. They were very small. And as I was driving one day in the car, and I told my oldest son something, I pat him on the knee, and I made a comment. And then my youngest grandson said to me in the back, he said, Nene, I said, yeah. He said, I need a pat on the knee too. I will never forget that. I reached back in the car, patted him on the knee, and I was so proud because I said to myself, you know what? They got it. They got it. And that took a lot of pressure off of me. But we still have to be conscious of each one, each character, because each person have a different personality. You have to get to know your child so well that you know when the energy changed. When you say something and you see that look on their face, when you see the energy change, deal with it then. Don't let it go because they have a thought that they're processing, and ask them, what is it? I see a change in your face. I feel a different energy. Did I say something? Did I do something? Does that help you, Dorothy?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
You're
Stay
welcome.
On the line. All right. Now, let's see. We have a lot of callers on here, but let's see. We have another caller coming in. A lot of people are listening, and I appreciate that. Very few people are calling in, but that's all, want to talk. Good morning. Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Vernell.
Hi, Vernell. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks, and you. And I'm really enjoying this show.
Thank you.
I have it's been ongoing for many, many years. My mother has now passed on.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize until my father and I were talking not long after she passed away that a lot of the reason why she was abusive to me,
uh-huh.
we had gotten past that and made our peace before she passed on, but
uh-huh.
As I was growing up, it was very tumultuous. There were a lot of reasons for it. One, she had a bad relationship with her father.
Uh-huh.
And then, like I said, I didn't realize until she was dead and gone, my father and I were talking, she was very jealous of his love for me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because she didn't have that from her father.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he told me one day, he said one of the reasons she put him out was because he doted
wow.
on me so much. And I was just amazed because uh-huh. I would have thought that a woman who did not have that kind of a loving, unconditional love with her own father would be very grateful that her daughter had what she did not have, but it was the opposite. She
mm-hmm.
felt like the love that he was lavishing on me was love that he was taking away from her.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it very difficult for all of us. I mean, the whole time I was growing up. And as he was talking, I remembered a few things that just kind of didn't click with me. The first one was, as I said, she would go on these tirades, and she would mm-hmm. tell me, if you were living with your father, you'd be stuck at your grandmother's house all the time. He wouldn't be taking care of you. Well, it wasn't until even he was in the hospital one time, and he was living in Charlotte at the time. I went there and just happened to be poking through some of his papers, you know, as people do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I found court records where when I was 8 years old, he had sued her for custody of me. And
wow.
the judge refused to let him take me out of the house with her because back then they just didn't give girls to men to raise.
Right.
And then when I was in my teens, he gave me a coat with a mink collar on it. And she immediately declared, this is not your coat, this is our coat. And I wasn't allowed to wear my own coat without her permission.
Wow.
And those things, like I said, I just chalked it up to, you know, she's just being mean and crazy to me again. But I realized she was actually envious of his love for me.
Yeah, and you know, Vernell, that has been a big thing that I've recognized, too. When I say mother and daughter jealousy, a lot of times, and I didn't bring that in, and I'm glad you called to share this, because a lot of times it does deal with the male. When the father showed a little too much attention to the daughter, the mother builds the jealousy. She may not say anything, but it comes out in her behavior. It comes out in her conversation. It comes out how she speaks to you. And I'm sure you felt that negative energy from just,
my
you know, what
life.
Did I do?
Yeah, yeah, my whole life I did. I really did. I mean, there were times when she would just get so angry, she'd tell me she wished that I was born dead. Or she was sorry
wow.
she didn't smother me with a pillow when I was a baby. And I never, ever, ever understood any of that. And I know she had a lot of hardship growing up. She grew up during the Depression, and her mom was a domestic worker and left her and her sisters and her brothers at home with my grandfather, who was not good to them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was rough. It was really rough for her. But I never understood why she took so much anger out on me until he and I talked.
Wow. I'm so sorry you experienced that. Well, you sound healthy now. How has that affected your children?
Well, I only have one son. I have three grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I have one great-grand. And because I only had the one, he and I, you know, we had our, you know, rocky period when he was going through his teens. But we've always been extremely close, and we are now. He's just about 40 years old now. And he still tells me sometimes, I'm the best friend. You know, and I tell him, no, your wife is your best friend. I might be the best mother, but your wife is your best friend.
Best friend. Now, let me ask you something.
Sure.
How did you deal, how did you, okay, because this, you know, we carry over things that we, six, seven, eight, I'm coming to you. We carry over resentment sometimes that we have gotten from our parents into our marriages, into our relationships. Even on the job, people don't realize when you see somebody on the job, you ever seen somebody come in, a woman come in, and every time they come in, the whole mood of the office change. It could be woman or man, but we're speaking of mothers and daughters because I'm keeping it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what that person has to deal with. You don't know the anger that has been embedded in their lives and their thoughts while they were growing up. So with all of that, you must have educated yourself, you must have read, prayed, gotten spiritual in order to cut some of those evil spiritual thoughts out of your mind so that you didn't transfer that onto your relationship with your son. You had to have done something.
I did. I did. I did a lot of praying, and I did a lot of spiritual study and growth. Quite honestly, I was in my early to middle 30s before I realized that just how angry I truly was. I mean, I knew I was angry with her, and it affected my relationships in terms of friendships. Most of my friends were men. I didn't trust women. The only females who were friends back then, I had one woman who I befriended. Aside, after I got out of high school, all of my other friends were friends I've had since I was like 10, 11 years old. So my best friends to this day are friends who I had when I was a younger child.
Right.
After I became grown, I would associate with, you know, men and women and, you know, pal around with them, but never be a true friend.
Right.
Because I have only one woman who became, I would say, was a friend from the time I left my mom's house until I was in my middle 30s. And I recognized that I had no trust of women. I just did not trust women. I could not be comfortable enough to really trust a woman to be a true friend to me. Since then, like I said, I started studying metaphysics and spirituality and, of course, praying. And I was able to release a lot of that anger. And like I said, I made peace with my mother when I was in my middle to late 30s. She developed cancer when I was in my early 40s. And I thank God every day that we had made that peace before she got sick, because I would have been guilt-ridden after she died. And I, you know, I talk to people all the time and I tell them, you know, whatever anger you have, ask God to help you release it, because you're hurting yourself. And I recognize that harboring all of that anger against my mother for what she did, but what, you know, I recognized that she was sick, but it didn't let, the hurt never went away.
Right.
And it, like I said, I had to let go of the anger because I was making myself sick.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling.
Very sick. Okay. Well,
I thank you, but I want to stay on.
This is a wonderful.
This is wonderful. I'm enjoying this. I mean, the switchboard is lit up, and I'm trying to get to everybody, and I'm just getting them as they come in. Hold on. I'm gonna leave you on, and then we're gonna wrap up. Everybody, stay on, and we're gonna have a last minute comment. I can't believe the hour is going really, really fast.
It is.
Let's get here 678. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Okay, who am I speaking to?
This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. How are you doing this morning? Thank you for joining us. Are you enjoying the show?
I am enjoying the show. It's a great topic. It's a topic that we need to address, you know, more and more, because I feel like a lot of people don't know that this is going on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
My comment is pretty much, I was the last caller is what I wanted to, I was going to touch bases on what she was saying, because I have a daughter and we've had our challenges, but I feel safe to say that we, you know, we didn't have a jealousy of each other, but I know of a friend that's going through some challenges, and it basically the last caller, she touched it because this friend of mine is a mother and daughter jealousy relationship, but it's on the flip side of it, the daughter is grown, and the father, now he entrusts her to handle his business, which has caused a friction between the mother and daughter. So a lot of times mothers are wise. They may do something that would discredit the trust in the marriage, and that leaves the parent to rely on the child and keep secrets from the spouse, which causes a spirit of jealousy to rise up. So,
right. You
know, it really puts you, and it puts the daughter really in a catch-22, because she loves her parents, but then, you know, when the father asks you to handle things that the wife doesn't know about, then you got a resentment building up there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. I can kind of relate to that in some ways, and I'll share that with you later on. But what came to my mind, Janice, was that something happened. Always remember, whatever you're going through, something happened to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so what happened? The wife obviously did something that built distrust from the husband, where he couldn't trust her anymore. Because, I mean, you know, he just didn't all of a sudden woke up one morning and said, you know what, I'm not going to let her handle my business today. I'm going to call my daughter, and I'm going to have her come in and let her work this out for me, because I don't no longer want her to do it. Something had to happen. Either she did something or he thought she'd done something.
Right. Well, from my understanding, some funds were involved some money and some things that happened he wasn't aware of. But instead of the mother taking responsibility for that, it now has put a friction between her and her daughter relationship.
Mm-hmm. So something happened between the husband and wife. The mother did something with some money.
Right.
That built distrust between her and her husband.
That's correct.
Okay. So, you know, there again, an honest conversation. I tell people all the time, the cure to anything between anyone's relationship is an honest conversation. Stop having conversations saying just what you think someone wants to hear and avoiding what you know that you feel in your heart, because you're never going to heal, you're never going to grow. Without an honest conversation, you might as well just give it up. I'm being honest, because the honest conversation is the healing point. And that's when you can rebond, forgive, and move on. So until the two of them have an honest conversation, and she goes to her husband and says, you know what, I did that, I'm sorry, let's just, what can I do to make it better? Tell him why she did what she did, have him respond the reason why he feels the way he did, he's hurt, and he just doesn't trust her. And this is why I have the daughter doing it, because the daughter needs to be removed. It's not fair to her, because
that's
she's
right.
being used as a pawn. The father, I think, knows that he's doing that, and that's his way of sort of punishing the mother, you know?
Right.
And like I say, we're going to have an honest conversation, so let me share me and my relationship. You know, my mother died some years ago. And, of course, my daughter was the apple of my parents' eye, as most grandparents and their grandchildren. Of course, I experienced jealousy. I was jealous of my mother and my daughter in an early age because being an only child, and I knew I was being jealous, and I was trying to work with it, but I was hurt because I felt like I was being tossed to the side, and my daughter was getting all of the loving that I used to get and all the attention, because when you're an only child, you get all the attention. And then all of a sudden, you got to share that. I didn't know how to share the love. And I'm glad it happened because it helped me and it prepared me for who I am today. I just didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know how to go to my mother and say to her at that time, you know, I'm feeling hurt. I feel that you sort of pushed me to the side. I would say it, but I wouldn't say it in a way that we really had sat down and had that honest conversation. I just said it, and I said it in anger, so it didn't come across. So it took me a couple of years to realize. My mother kept telling me, you know, when you have a grandchild, then and only then will you be able to understand that love. And it doesn't mean that mother doesn't love you. It's just I get so excited when she comes, when you bring her home. It's just like I've waited, so, you know, I got over that. But I noticed with my father, now that my mother's dead, even before my mother died, they switched from me helping them to my daughter Angela. All of a sudden, she was the only person that could make a decision, or she had more knowledge than me. But you know what I said to my daughter? I said, you know, I'm fine with that. If they can work with you better, then fine. Because the relationship I have with my daughter, it's okay. We're going to discuss it anyway. So I was comfortable, and they did that because, you know, I was getting a divorce, and my mother wanted to punish me for getting a divorce. So she decided, you know, I'm going to leave everything to Angela. We're going to do this, and she thought I was going to get excited. I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's your stuff. But I knew whatever she left my daughter would be okay, because if I needed it, it was okay, because that's the kind of relationship we had. And now today, my father exercised those same feelings. I can ask him to do something, pay me no attention. I call my daughter, call your granddaddy. She would say the same thing, and he listens. So you have to look at how to work the total relationship, so that everybody can be at peace, because in my mind, I just want everything to work good for him. And if my daughter can do it, I hate that she has to do it a lot of times, but she's the person that he will listen to, because he has a special connection to her. Does that make sense? Are you there? Hello? So anyway, I was thinking that Janice was still there. I was speaking on the relationship between my father and I. So callers that are out there, if you can relate to any of these issues, just know that hopefully we've said something that will help you improve your relationship. Now we have Dorothy. You still on the line?
Yes.
Angela? I'm trying to see if Angela's still on the line.
Yes,
Bernal,
I'm here.
You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Dorothy, do you have a comment on the things that we've talked about so far?
Well, this is Vernell. One thing I'd like to add to the thing you were talking about, your mom and when you had Angie, I know because of the situation with my mom and I was very close to my grandmother's. And when I had my son, I will never, ever forget the first Christmas he was old enough to, like, eat sweets. My grandmother, my mother's mother, used to always give me a shoebox of her homemade Christmas cookies. They were cut in the shapes of stars and Christmas trees and bells, and I always looked forward to it. Well, when my son was 1 year old and we went to my grandmother's for Christmas and she gave him the cookies, I said, well, where's my box? And she said, well, you got your own baby now. She said, and, you know, she said, I will always love you, but the situation changes when you have children. She said, I will still do for you, but some of the things I did for you, I'll now do for your child, and I'll do different things for you.
Mm-hmm.
And both my grandmothers.
It doesn't make it any better, does it?
But actually, for me, I understood it, and I think the reason I understood it is because, now, for my mom's grandmother, my maternal grandmother, there were only she only had 3 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
However, my father's mother had 19 grandchildren, and I was the oldest. So, and like I said, I was very close to both my grandmothers, and they doted on me. But as the number of grandchildren grew in my father's family, my grandmother sat me down one day and she said, you know, I have so many grandchildren now, I can't do some of the things for you that I used to do. I
mm-hmm.
love you. I love you just as much as I always did, but I can't always buy you the Christmas gifts and the birthday gifts and take you shopping and do these other things that I used to do because I just don't have the money.
Right.
And I was okay with it because
right.
I recognized I got from her what all these other new babies are not going to get. She had the money, you know. And so when it came down to the shoebox of cookies, I had already learned from, I guess I was about 8 years old when I had that conversation with my other grandmother. So I had already kind of learned to share and know that my grandmothers ain't going to never change, ain't going to never stop loving me. I could go to my grandmothers, and I did go to them and boo-hoo and cry about my mom and, you know, the situation at the house, and they always, always, always did everything they could to help me understand and get through it. The worst of times, they got me through some of the most hellish situations, times when I honestly, as a teenager, had contemplated suicide. But I never felt that they loved me any less once
right.
my son came.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Dorothy?
Yes?
You have some comments you want to make? We're getting down to the close of the hour. This is so exciting.
Yes, and I've really enjoyed this show. I'm experiencing here that communication plays a major role in getting to the root of the problem. And once you get to the root of that situation and you're able to talk about it and just be sensitive to those that you love, I think anything can be worked out through prayers and communication.
There you go. That's it. Just being able to have that honest conversation will take a lot of stress off of you, keep you healthy, and like you say, prayer. You must pray. That is the key.
Yes,
we have online, we have Angela. I'm going to come back to you. Janice, do you have anything you want to say to wrap up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just wanted to say I've enjoyed this show, and I just thank you for the answers that you, the answers and the suggestions that you gave today. I feel like they were very helpful, and I feel like if we continue, we as mothers, as we continue to pray and I seek God for the best that we can do for our daughters and how we can continue to be an inspiration, a godly mother before our daughters, I feel that God will hear our prayers.
Definitely.
As we lean more to that, because the bottom line is, you know, being a mother, it doesn't come with a handbook, and we all make mistakes with it. But if we just pray and learn from those mistakes, then we can do what you're doing now, making a mark in someone else's life that can't be erased.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. We have a late caller coming in, 347. I'm going to talk to you before we go. We're getting late in the hour. Good morning. How are you? 347? Hello? Okay. I think 347-952. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. How you doing, Dr. Betsy?
I am doing just fine. I can
yes.
hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is my first time listening to you, and I enjoyed the conversation today very much. I heard you say about the convention that you're having for mothers and daughters, and I'm very much interested in that. I have one child, and me and my daughter for the last 5 years have really been bad. And I'm gonna. She lives in Florida. I'm gonna contact her and see if I come down. Will she come with me to the conference? I listened to all the statements that was made today about jealousy, mistrust, suspicious, envy, and stuff like that. I really have to really pray on it and see where it goes from there. My daughter and me didn't have a relationship for about 5 years, and I prayed on that, and God opened up her heart, and I did talk to her for Christmas. So I'm open now, I'm saved now, and I'm just trying to build my relationship with my daughter. And this conversation was excellent, and I thank my cousins that call and text me and told me to listen. I thank you very much, and thank you for letting me share.
Oh, you're welcome. Who am I speaking to? Because I didn't get your name. I'm sorry.
Cecilia.
Thank you, Cecilia, for calling. I hope in some way that this has been a blessing that to the audience, that they get something that they can take away. I think everybody shared. It's been wonderful. I am just delighted. God placed it on my heart a few years ago to do a radio program, and I started, and then I decided that I was going to quit, and I did. And then God placed it on my heart again. And this year of 2010, I said, whatever God placed on my heart that I was going to do, and I was not going to postpone, I was going to do it if I didn't have but me and one other person, me and God, that's it. It was going to happen. And so far, I look at the switchboard, and I'm seeing people sitting, and they're listening, and it does my heart joy. And I hope that you all will go and tell other mothers and daughters, have them come in, because this is the network that we are trying to build. This is the ministry to heal mothers and daughters. And once we heal mothers and daughters, the whole world is going to make a shift. Mothers being the nurturers, mothers are the ones that spend the most time with the children. Not taking anything away from fathers, because Lord knows we have some wonderful fathers out there. I have fathers that call me constantly and say, I'm raising my daughter and I need your help. And I've helped and talked to fathers. They come in for counseling, and I admire them because they says, I'm a father, and I don't know, and I can't give them what a mother would give them. So I'm coming to you to help me help them as we grow. Either the mother has died or left or something to that nature, and that father has that child. So I don't take it lightly that the mother is always looking at them as being the female, even though 99% of the time, or 100% of the time, female is the mother by birth, not always raising the child. So we want to give credit to strong fathers out there, too, that are raising their children and that are helping mothers raise their children. It's not about leaving them out at the mother-daughter gala. It's about the total family. Fathers are welcome and stand back and support their mothers and daughters. I thank you for listening. Angela, are you there?
I am.
Okay, so do you have any comments?
I just want to say this has been a wonderful conversation today, and I'm just so grateful for the participation that we had today. I think it's a wonderful topic. It's an important every mother.
Someone is talking. Go ahead.
Every mother and daughter represented on the show today could relate to our topic and some form of fashion, so that lets you know that it is something important and needs to be discussed. And I just want to remind everybody to just remember that, you know, those feelings, jealousy, envy, resentment, those are choices that you make. You have control over your own feelings. You have control over how you're going to deal with situations, and you can choose not to be jealous. You can choose not to be resentful. And with the help of God, you can rid yourself of all of those unhealthy feelings that can destroy your mother and daughter relationship.
Yes, true.
Okay, thank you, Angela. And I would like to tell the audience, Angela is my daughter. She and I are very close. We talk like this. We have Bible study every morning. We help each other. We talk during the day. We support each other. We send the texts. It's all about building that bond. We don't take for granted that we have this perfect relationship or that our relationship don't need any help. We have discussions when we disagree, or if she says something to me that I don't like, I call her back and say, well, you know, let's talk about this. Or I give my opinion, we move on. And that's the way we deal with the mother and daughter bonding relationship between the two of us. Again, it is at the bottom of the hour. Ladies, I cannot thank you enough. This has been one blessed day. It is, we're getting ready to go off, but I want to tell the listeners to visit our website at www.mdbn.org. That's Mother Daughter Bonding Network, the initials, mdbn.org. Thank you, and you have a blessed day. Thank you, callers.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.